88.5 KCSN. Sky Daniels, happy to welcome back Israel Nash. Well, good to see you again.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me, Sky.
We've talked before we went on mic about when you were here last, and it was back February, March.
Yeah.
Boy, it seems like time flies when you're having fun.
It really does. Playing music and going a bunch of places. It's like,
were you on the road? You were probably on the road mostly.
Yeah. We had played continually after that, and then recorded the record in the summer and played festival stuff in the summer, and then now we're here, so it kind of goes together.
Speaking of the record, Silver Season, did you realize that the title of the last record, Rain Plans, was going to be a prophecy of sorts when you were born?
Yeah, right.
Tell the story of, apparently during the recording of this album, you got waylaid by rain, yeah?
Yeah, it was really kind of, we had a good month of rain that was kind of coming in while we were building the studio. And I think when I was here last time, I was talking to you about it because we were in the early stages of buying the building.
Right.
Well, it came in, we were building it, and it took a lot longer with the rain. And then, so by the time we started, the studio was not to the point that we wanted it to be, which is on the back of my land in Dripping Springs. And the day that we were supposed to start recording, the night before is when the floods came, and the Memorial Day floods. So we woke up, and there was, you know, water had been in the studio.
Oof.
So the first 4 days of the recording were us guys just digging trenches and putting sandbags up and cleaning. And
sump pump? Did you have a sump pump?
No, we didn't. It wasn't submerged. It was like a flash. They have flash floods there in the hill country a lot, so it'll just sweep in and then it's gone, you know. But we had to do quite a bit of work that ate into the recording. So it was cool. The cool thing about it was, you know, to see all the guys, you know, we're such a group of friends and family and have been doing this for a long time all over the world. So to see, you know, Joey's like on a ladder and Eric's with a shovel and, you know, all the guys just like coming together and doing that just so we can make a record, you know?
Yeah.
song we've been playing a lot, LA Lately. It was right after your last visit here, and you had spent some time in Los Angeles on your last trip through. Mm. You got the inspiration for LA Lately. Give us a little insight into that.
Well, you know, we haven't been playing, and Rain Plants was the first record that we started playing in the States more. And so the LA show was our first headline show that last year. And I think that we've just really fallen in love with the area and the people and the vibe. And I feel like my music's been kind of well received in this kind of tenor of whatever that culture and vibe is that, you know, people are drawn to. But so I think that excitement just kind of just really brought it about. And we were in the RV, which we travel around, which you can see us in. Joey was writing some chords and said, you know, let's work on something. And then it just kind of came just like that. And then we recorded in June, and that, you know, that's the process where it just brings you here, and now we played it, and that's on an album, you know. So those are real moments in life that happen and affect art and music, and that's what's exciting to me.
So it seemed kismet then that we would gravitate. Obviously, when you put out a song called LA Lately, you know it's going to catch our attention.
Yeah, I thought so.
and when it's as beautiful as it is, it's something that, and you mentioned the tenor, and certainly there will be people that raise the idea of the Laurel Canyon sound, the Topanga Canyon sound. Have you been influenced by some of those, you know, mainstays from that era?
Yeah, I think, definitely. I mean, I think that just the idea of kind of 70s gold, like songwriting, was really a part of all that stuff, you know. From Jackson Browns to Neil to, you know, all those guys just doing it there. And I really think that there's something about the space, and we were talking about the weather and what that might do to your psyche and to your overall well-being. Sometimes I think the wide open in Texas in Derby Springs has very nice weather, you know, and I live in the ranch with it has a lot of open spaces and a lot of expansive views of the hills. And I feel like sometimes I know for a fact the environment just incredibly affects your music. And sometimes I feel like that is another element beyond just, you know, being a huge fan of some of these artists, but is the space and what that creates and what that affects in you as an artist and a musician.
We'll be right back.
You're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Echo.
Yes.
Will you be doing, as you just alluded, a presentation of the record in its entirety?
Well, I guess we have to now, yeah.
So
for sure.
So everyone can prepare themselves. We're glad that the last time here you had a good enough time to write a song or two about coming to Los Angeles. Certainly, even though it's been 9 months, it feels like 2 months. So.
Right. What is time? What is this thing? You know?
Time's going so fast, I'm sure it'll only be a moment before we welcome you back.
We'll gladly be back.
But we're glad to have you in here today. It's Israel Nash. Thanks for coming out today.
Thanks, guy.
It's live on 88.5 KCSN.